Hello, you're welcome to Living the Gospel podcast with Eric Autry. This is a Christian podcast that shares biblical thoughts or content to help you to live the Christian life, whilst we also aim at reaching unbelievers for Christ. Last week, we dealt with an important topic of 10 reasons why people do not read their Bible. Today, we want to look and turn our attention to how to read your Bible and enjoy it. It's a very important topic to help you to grow in your Christian walk with Christ. As already emphatically stated, the Bible is the most valuable book on earth. It was written by God to show us the way of salvation that no other book is able to do that. So that's why we have to take the Bible very, very seriously. Let me also say this. A neglect of reading and understanding the Bible will lead to spiritual stagnation, which will not help us to get to where God wants us to be. Well, let's jump into the 5 important ways to read and enjoy your Bible. Number 1, you must be born again. The Bible is a spiritual book, and therefore it takes a man who is born from above to understand and enjoy and even read the Bible. Paul, stating in the book of 1 Corinthians, says that God reveals his truth through his spirit. And so if you are not spiritual, you are not able to assess the things of the spirit. So the unbeliever or carnal mind cannot understand the things of the spirit. People who study the Bible as a course in the universities and in other places that you want to use do not know the depth of truth that God has revealed to us. So you might just read it and use it as whatever you want to do, but you will not understand the truth, the spiritual dimension the Bible brings to us. It is only the man who is of the spirit who knows the things of the spirit. So that's very important. And the question you might ask is this: Eric, how can I be born again? You can move from or turn from darkness to light by repenting from your sins and leaning so strongly to the works of Christ, which will give you eternal life. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16 that, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." So once you believe in the Son, you have eternal life. That is the first way for you to read and enjoy your Bible. You must be born again. Number 2, you must pray before you read your Bible. This very important tip that you must really hold dear to your heart. Prayer is a lifeline to talk to God as believers or as children of God. God made everything as omnipotent, present God who is in our midst. He made everything, including even writing the Bible. And so if you really want to understand the Bible, we have to pray to him. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 says that all scripture is inspired by God. And so if you want to understand it, it stands to reason that we have to come before him. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that we should come boldly to your throne of grace that he may obtain mercy and grace in our hour of need. It's in a time when you want to understand the Bible, it's our time of need. And so you must come before him just pleading with him that he will cause us to understand the scriptures. You have to be frank about what you want God to help you to do. Do you want him to understand a text, understand a book, understand a chapter, understand a paragraph, whatever? Ask him. He's your heavenly Father and he's going to grant you that kind of request. So that's number 2. The second way you can read and understand your Bible is that you must pray to your heavenly Father so that he can assist you to do that. Number 3, you must ask for help. Very, very important at this. Most of us don't ask for help when it comes to reading and understanding the Bible. Apostle James, writing in his epistle, says that we do not have because we do not ask. So whatever we don't have in our life, understanding the Bible and really enjoying it, is because we have not asked our Heavenly Father for help. There are 3 important areas I want us to ask regarding how to ask for help to understand and then enjoy your Bible. Number 1, you have to ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the main architect of the scriptures. All scripture is inspired by God. So if you want to understand it, he who authored the Bible must be the one that you have to go to. He's the go-to person. Jesus Christ says that he will remind us of things to come, and he will remind us of things that we have already read. So if you want to understand it, be clear about what you want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to do. It's the Spirit that dwells in us. He's not only with us, but he lives in us. Ask him for help, and he's going to grant you that. Second area we can ask for help is that there are mature Christians who are cloud of witnesses that we can go to seek help in order to read and understand our Bible. We must not be lone rangers on this journey of the Christian faith. Just go to somebody, ask him. I mean, I remember so well that when I was growing the faith, there was a time I heard about this man who read the whole Bible from cover to cover, and I found it very challenging. It challenged me to also do the same. And you can go to other people. There's a passage you don't understand. There is a test you don't understand. There are places you don't understand. Just go to somebody who you believe that knows the Bible, and you can really ask him for help so that you can read it and enjoy it. The third and final area I want us to consider is that you have to consult books written by spirit-filled Christians. You don't have to struggle on your own. There are also other formats that you can find available online. I mean, for instance, there is now abundance of knowledge online, internet. You can find audio, we can find video, we can find magazines, we can find journals, we can find other formats that can help us. Whatever you can lay your hands on, just go for it. Other people have dealt with some difficult passages, some introductions to their scriptures. Just go for it, read it, and it can help you to understand the Bible. I mean, most of the time when I want to understand a book, I just read, for instance, an introduction in the Bible, in the study Bible to the book, whether it's Leviticus, Daniel, it is the book of Matthew, it is the book of Revelation. When you read it, it gives you an overall understanding of what the main theme of the Bible is, and it can help you. So don't rob yourself. Don't be too proud to ask for help, so that you can understand and read the Bible. That is the third area. You must ask for help. The fourth area is that you must understand the overall story of the Bible. The Bible has a unified story that runs through from Genesis to Revelation. Don't just take any part of the Bible which interests you and then just read it. No. From time to time, I mean, once a year, I recommend, just read the flow of the story from Genesis to Revelation. Understand overall. You can then read some of the most abundant books that we find in our time. For instance, the book of Nahum, the book of Micah. These are books that people don't even quote from when they are preaching. But when you read from Genesis to Revelation, it helps you to get the understanding of those books. I mean, get an overall view of what the whole Bible is about. The Bible, as I've told you in our last episode, it's a story of the king and his kingdom. It's a love story that God has written to us. So we must understand it. And the only way you can understand it is that you have to read it from Genesis to Revelation. And that, wherever you find yourself in any passage or any text, you can really connect to the overall story. You know, when I go and stand on a mountain, I can see a very wide view of wherever my eyes can go. But if I stand in a forest, I can't see other parts. I can't see the overall state of the forest. So that is very important. You have to get a bird's eye view of the Bible in order to understand the details. Probably the reason why you don't understand the book of Leviticus, for instance, is because you don't have an understanding of the whole story of redemption and the role of blood that it plays. So very important, the fourth thing is that you must understand the story of the Bible. The fifth and final way for you to read your Bible and enjoy it is that you must read the Bible and study it. This is so important and pivotal. Whoever you are, we all take the Bible, we read it. We read it from text to text. We read it from one word to the other, whichever version you want to use. So you must develop the habit of taking the version you are comfortable with, and then you read the Bible through. You read the Bible chapter. You read the Bible paragraph. You read whatever plan that you have to read the Bible. Please be practical and simple about a plan that you have to develop for yourself. This year, don't just say, I'm reading the Bible, pick just one text, read it, and that is all. You must hunger. The scripture says in the book of Matthew chapter 5, that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The more you hunger to read the Bible, the more God will also cause you to understand it and enjoy it. If you don't hunger after it, I mean, the things that we are gravitating towards are the things we know it and we enjoy doing it. And so the same thing as the scriptures, if you hunger after it, you understand it. There's nothing magical about this. We just ought to take a Bible, sit down, read it with paper and pen in our hand so that we can take notes of some of the things that we want to do further studies in. So that's a very important one. Number five has been that you must read the Bible and study it. And by study, I don't just mean just reading it is enough. Go into details, take some passages, take some tests, do some further studies in it so that you can really understand what God is trying to tell you in this age and time. That has been five ways for you to read and enjoy your Bible. There are other details that we'll tackle in our subsequent episode. But for now, I want you to take these tips and just chew on them and assimilate them so that you can change your attitude towards the Bible that God wrote. Thank you so much for listening to Living the Gospel podcast by Eric Autry. Join me again for another insightful edition, which will be a simple and practical episode. You can visit my blog, which is www.ericautry.wordpress.com for daily content that will bless you and help you to live the Christian life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for spirit-filled tips to help us as your children to read and enjoy the book that you wrote for us. Grant us a deeper understanding of this Bible. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I also want to encourage you that you should share this link so that others can also get the podcast and also listen to it to be blessed. Thank you so much, and God bless you.